We're here at the New Holland Celebrity Track Race, hosted by Michael Peterson. Kind of noisy here, but I got with me the head of the National Biodiesel Board, JoJo, and Chuck Lavelle, keyboardist for the Rolling Stones. Guys, what do you think about today's activity?
Oh, it's so much fun, isn't it, Chuck? It really is. You know, it's a lot of excitement. I tell you what, though, you really get yourself revved up for this thing. You know, I got a little, you know, tinge thing going on, baby. Blood is flowing.
Well, Chuck just got off the tractor, and he had the best time, but you know he would have absolutely won, but he screwed up the parking, damn it.
Well, what's that tractor running on out there?
Well, it's got a little biodiesel in there, and I want to just say that the whole reason that I'm here is to show support from the biodiesel industry and just show our gratitude to New Holland. New Holland is the most supportive OEM in the world, and not only do they support and approve the use of biodiesel in their vehicles, but they also promote the use of biodiesel nationwide for the benefits to the nation, the benefits of agriculture. So I just my hat's off to New Holland. We're just very thankful for New Holland, Michael Peterson, Chuck Lavelle, and everything that they're doing to help get the word out about biodiesel.
And I've just got to mention, there is this other biofuel called ethanol, and if, as a tree farmer, Chuck, that has an application for your business, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of experiments going on, several companies that are trying to make liquid fuels out of wood chips, cellulosic material. I think this is a great technology, relatively new technology. They're still experimenting with different ways to do this, but it is successful. As time goes on, it will become easier and easier to do. There's a number of companies working on it. And don't forget, these are renewable resources. We're not talking about finite resources here, so I'm very excited to be involved in that.
Well, and I heard you say earlier when we were chatting that you've even got a biodiesel entrepreneur down in your area, down in Georgia now, right?
Well, that's right. We do. We have a fellow in Atlanta called Rob Del Bueno. He has a company called Refuel, and he is the only guy that's servicing Atlanta proper with biodiesel fuel right now. So he goes around and gets the vegetable fat and other materials that can be converted into biodiesel, and so hats off to him and others that are doing that. Again, you know, this is something that America really needs to explore more. We all know that. We all want to get away from that dependence of foreign oil. And so the wonderful technologies, as we move into the future, this is going to be more and more important.
So what do we have to do, Joe, to have biodiesel be more available throughout the United States?
Well, one of the things that we can do is people can work with their local communities, because every local community has school bus fleets that run diesel engines that they can all convert immediately to B20. Every one of them can convert to B20. They can work with their municipal fleets, their trash trucks fleets, their city bus fleets. All of those vehicles can. And when you bring it into the community, you need fueling stations to fuel all of those locations. So then you bring in fueling stations, and then farmers come in and they fuel their trucks and delivery vehicles, and private companies can do it. And so I think a community-based effort. Bringing biodiesel into your community one little bit of a time, even if you don't drive a diesel vehicle, which most people don't. You know, we're kind of a gasoline nation. Most people's individual personal vehicle is a gasoline vehicle. But even if you don't personally drive a diesel vehicle, you live in a community that has diesel fleets that can go to biodiesel.
Well, I'll just finish off here, Chuck. Tell us what's new and exciting in the Chuck Lavelle world here coming up.
Oh, man. I just finished working on the next Miranda Lambert record. Very proud to work with Miranda. She's a great artist. We're halfway through a new record for Montgomery Gentry. Always love working with those guys. I'll be working on my own new CD very soon, which will be a tribute to pioneering piano players, mostly guys that nobody have heard of, but they're from the 20s, 30s, 40s era. That's kind of what I'm concentrating on. Rolling Stones are idle right now, but maybe they'll do something next year, 2010. I hope so. I miss them.
All right. Well, thank you very much, JoJo.
Hey, Chuck, can I say one more? I just want to say thanks to this guy right here, Chuck Lavelle. I mean, it's an honor to know him. It's an honor to be standing by a legend. But once you get to know him, you realize that he is just the most gracious gentleman that you ever want to meet. And, you know, I not only that, he's just a wonderful musician, and I just encourage people to go to his website, get his music, support him, support his music, and I guarantee you, you will love and be inspired by that music.
Absolutely. It's all over my iPod, I can tell you that much. Well, thank you again, JoJo, from the National Biodiesel Board, Chuck Lavelle, keyboardist for the Rolling Stones. We're here at the New Holland Celebrity Tractor Race, hosted by Michael Peterson. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.